Welcome back to The Conversation. My name is Ben.
I'm Josh.
And we're going to talk about playing safely in VR, at home or at the arcade or wherever.
The PSA, public service announcement. Everybody who's young.
Be safe.
Yes, it's like G.I. Joe and stuff for all the old kids out there who remember G.I. Joe and their safety announcements too. This is exactly what we're doing. We're providing a service for the VR community.
Of course, of course. Okay, so first things first, what do we do at Control V when people go in and play? What are the first like three or four steps that we that keep people safe all the time?
We put foam on the walls.
Yeah.
No, really. Honestly, that was a safe padded station was actually one of the best designs we could have. Safety on the walls, safety on the floors. You know, ceiling is definitely not too problem if you have a high enough ceiling. but if you're able to do that in wherever you're playing, like if you can have some foam, like you're going to be thankful for it.
We've had the foam save so many things, our controllers, people's fingers, their feet for some reason, people kicking in VR. Don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't have, the game's not tracking your feet.
So if I were to sum it up into one term, it's softness.
Yep.
You want softness when you're playing VR. If you can play on carpet, something soft that if you're going to fall, drop, whatever it is, you're not going to get hurt. Concrete, bad idea.
That kind of hurts. Yeah.
It does. I've seen what happens to a headset in concrete when they kiss each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very good.
Also, barriers. So we usually use a grid. It's a blue grid that shows up around you in four squares.
Now, we can't take credit for that.
That's on Steam. That's
VR manufacturers.
VR manufacturers. Yeah, it's just in general. It's a fantastic thing. But make sure that it's set up. Because that is something that some people just forego it completely. Yeah. They go, I don't need it. And then they don't set up their grid. And then they just have a bad time because they run into everything.
Yeah. Now, an interesting conversation about the grid system. And this is mainly for the home users, I'd say. Because at here... So the grid system is designed to show you where your walls are. Now, a tip that we can take home with you is set up your grid, giving yourself a 6 to 12 inch buffer from where your wall actually is.
Mm-hmm.
So at the arcade, our blue grids will come up before the walls do, give you an extra buffer because unfortunately, when you're really in the heat of it, seeing the grid is one thing, but reacting to the grid is different.
Yeah.
And you may not have the reaction time to actually keep up with when that grid shows up. Therefore, you give yourself that buffer. You're not shattering controllers every time.
We've seen games like Creed, where if you move out of your little circle, it shows up as this massive red wall screen on your in your headset, and people still miss it. It's still like not in the. It's like you're not paying attention to it at all. You're not even focused on it. Like you're focused on the game and nothing else, and so. Paying attention to those things and having them set up and having them in the way, it can prevent a lot of stuff, but it's all depending on how into it you are.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I want to give a quick shout out to Ian McGregor, one of our awesome staff members, who I believe came up with the airplane concept for us.
Yep.
And when we really met to the grid is an often thing we'll tell people is if you're not sure where you are, if you can't see your blue grid and you do want to move to the middle, and this is applicable for no matter where you're playing. Turn yourself into the airplane, right? You airplane with your arms, you'll find the grid, and then you can generally center yourself. And it's a much safer way than, say, just taking a step forwards and finding where the blue grid is.
And running right into a wall.
Exactly. That's not very safe.
No.
When
you're running around, when you're doing a lot of VR, you sometimes get tired, dizzy, you get some discomfort, it comes with just doing anything in any life, like, just running, if you go for a run and you get a stomach ache, you should probably stop running, at least for a time, right?
Yeah.
If you have a headache, you should probably stop looking at screens. And this applies to everything that VR is. If you're moving in VR, but it's feeling uncomfortable, stop. If you have a headache because of the headset and it's too tight on your head or something like that, you need to adjust it, or stop. Like, you just have to listen to yourself. That is a very important thing when you're playing VR.
Yeah.
We don't want anybody passing out from having too tight of a headset or playing too hard or, you know, punching a wall and breaking their fingers and passing out from pain. Like, don't do that. Yeah. Please don't do that.
You know, a lot of the electronic manufacturers, you know, some of the, I don't remember what parties are interested in this, but they've at least informed the public of like, here's what we would recommend for like screen time, right? The big thing about screen time in children, right, is that you generally want to kind of look at, all right, maybe an hour at a time with at least a 10-minute break in between.
Yeah.
And they talk about that is a good, it's a good barometer for work, right? If you're mm-hmm. working and sitting at a desk, get up every hour for 10 minutes, walk around, stretch those muscles out.
Absolutely.
Make sure you're not stiff. And the same is true for VR, right? It's just like hitting the screen. Play for an hour, then take a break. It's a big reason why we decided on a 1-hour time slot at Control V. It's a perfect amount of time to make sure that you're playing, you're enjoying your experience,
yep.
you're not overdoing it and starting to harm yourself.
And it really is like once you get past that 1-hour mark, your body is like screaming at you because there's you've been moving a lot. You haven't stopped standing. You have been looking around constantly. You're ever vigilant. You're like, your eyes are really open the whole time. You barely need to blink while you're playing VR, which is just crazy to me.
So
be very, very careful about that kind of
Remember
stuff.
Remember to blink.
And one thing I'm going to mention, ceilings. So in Control V, we don't have, our ceilings don't really matter except for the people who are 6'8 and have...
they have problems. They have problems elsewhere in the world too, not just
that
in
is
VR.
True.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're playing at home, for example, my basement is where I play, and my ceiling is only this much higher than where I stand. So, it's only very very small space for me to play. So if I'm reaching up, I have to be very careful not to reach up fast and punch the ceiling really hard because I did that once and hurt my hand.
Yeah.
Same goes for if there's ceiling fans or if there's bars ahead of you or if you're, you know, doing something or if people are moving in and out of your play space. You got to make sure you got to be careful about that.
Yeah.
Very careful.
It's, again, most of the headset manufacturers have provided some sort of, here's what we suggest when you're going to play at home, mm-hmm. you know, moving all your furniture out of the way. That's you
very
really should.
Important.
You
yes.
really should. Don't, it's not just a suggestion. Like you really should do it because you don't want to break your shins.
Yep.
Trust me, it hurts. and the idea of just being able to play in an open space mm-hmm. is a very big thing. You know that we try to convey to our customers who are going to try to do VR at home is and just remember that you don't have the amount of open space you think you do.
And don't forget, you can just sit and play.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A thing in almost every game.
Yeah.
They have a seated option.
Yeah.
They have ways to turn with your thumb pad. So you can play while seated. So if your ceiling is 5 feet tall and you're standing and you're playing and crouched down like this, maybe you should play while seated.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, and that's ultimately what we're saying, like, it's how you play safely, right? And just coming back to, you know, I guess summarizing it, you know, obviously know your space, listen to your body, like we said, right? Like you've got to listen to understand what's happening. If you're sore, stop playing. If you're feeling sick, stop playing. If, you know, if you feel fine, then okay, you can keep playing. But don't play for 3 hours straight, right? I can say I've done it. And I probably shouldn't do it again. My eyes were very sore.
Yep.
And we'll talk about, and we're going to be talking about the next episode is actually why your eyes get mm-hmm. sore. What's happening there that's causing these uncomfortableness? So thanks for joining us again. If you're looking to book a VR session, please visit controlvarcade.com. If you'd like to get into business for yourself, start an amazing Control V Arcade. Head over to virtualrealityfranchise.com. And if you just want to shoot us a message, ask us a question, you know, suggest an episode, just want to chat, whatever it is, just email us at ilovevr@controlvarcade.com.
That's it.
All
right.
We'll see you next time.
See you guys in the next episode.